From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, we bring you Sweet Coltsfoot. The earliest blooming wildflower in our area is Sweet Coltsfoot, a member of the daisy family that grows in moist soils, spreading underground through its roots. It often grows in large patches on road cuts, where the early flowers brighten dark winter days and remind us that spring is not far away. First to appear in late winter are coltsfoot flowers atop thick green shoots with hundreds of white to very pale pink, occasionally red, sweetly scented flowers in numerous small clusters. Bumblebee queens, which emerge on warm days in late winter, are among the many pollinators that flock to this plant as the growing season gets underway. By spring equinox, seeds are forming and the leaves begin to emerge. Each leaf is broad and round with a deeply lobed edge, looking like a shredded umbrella. While in bud, the leaves look a bit like small hooves, hence the name coltsfoot. Buds, leaf, stalks, flower stems, flowers, and roots are edible, though there are alkaloids in all parts of the plant, which are cumulative liver toxins. This is not a surprise. Like many plants, sweet coltsfoot has protective chemicals to reduce munching. Native tribes use sweet coltsfoot for an early spring green food and medicinally in a number of ways. Usually the roots were used medically. They were grated, cooked, and applied to sores for rheumatism as cough medicine and combined with other native plants for lung ailments, including tuberculosis. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.